Until Amid Beis Amid Aleph, towards the bottom. Continuing with Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas regarding the eagle. Mi bilti yecholas Hashem. Yochol Hashem mi boyele. Should say, mi bilti yochol Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom can't do it. And even though Rashi in Chumash, the Marsha points out, says yecholas means it's a noun. God, what's it called? I guess on now. Mi bilti yecholas Hashem doesn't mean God can't do it, but his inability to do. So that's yecholas. Yecholas is it's not a verb, but then it should say mi bilti yecholas Lashem. Says yecholas Hashem. It also comes to intimate that it's nekeva. Amar Rebbe Lezer, Amar Moshe, Tnekodesh Baruch, Ribonis, from Achshav Yomru, Mosolim, Tarshish, Kofo, Kinekeva. You're like a woman. Right? Yecholas, therefore, is a feminine construction. At least it hints to feminine. That the Ribonis is like a woman. Ve'eno Yochol Ahatzim. Can't say. And the Marsha explains what I mean, like a woman. That in this world, man has mastery over nature. But a woman has somebody over her. Her husband has mastery over her. So even though she has a certain amount of mastery, there's still somebody over her. So the same thing would apply to the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom has mastery. We saw in the past that he can vanquish the Egyptians, but vice versa, that somebody still has mastery over him when it comes to bringing them into Eretz Israel, he wasn't able to do it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. That's what the nations will say. Right? The Rabbanu Shalom said to Moshe, what do you mean? They'll say, I'm like a female, that I don't have the power. They saw I had the power to split the sea, right, and to destroy the Egyptians. Right, that he can take care of one king, but not 31. Or he can take in the water, but not on the dry land. How do you know the Rabbanu Shalom agreed to Moshe in the end? Shenemar vayomer Hashem solachti kidvorecha. I forgave them kidvorecha. Tani dvei Rabbi Shmuel kidvorecha. Like you said, asidim umos ha'olam lomar kein. You're right. That's what the nations of the world will say. And therefore, to avoid this chilul Hashem, it's better to save them. The idea that's going on over here is right. The Rabbanu Shel Olam would love to save Klal Yisrael, but it would make a terrible chilul Hashem in the world. That people would say that you can do sins and nothing happens, and that would just destroy the whole purpose of the world. But if Moshe Rabbeinu points out to the Rabbanu Shalom, not that he changed his mind, but he says people will see it differently. So they won't see the Chilul Hashem in the fact that you're leaving the Jewish people go. They'll see a Chilul Hashem if you destroy them. So therefore, there's no reason why you should have to destroy them, the Dafka, because not destroying them also will be able to achieve the same thing. But the main thing is how people see it. So Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas point out how people see it and brings out the idea, and therefore the Rabbanu Shalom can save them. Ashrei Talmid Shirabo Modelo. And all these things that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu pointed them out and the Rabbanu Shalom agreed with him, the fortune is a Talmud that his Rebbe agrees to him. V'ulam Chayoni, Omer Rava, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Malamid Shomer Lakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe Hachisani B'dvarecha. You gave me life with your words. Meaning the Rabbanu Shalom himself wants to do this good, right? He's only forced to punish where it would go against the whole purpose of the world. So therefore, giving the Rabbanu Shalom the ability to do what he wants to do, to do good for Klal Yisrael, is giving him chiyus, giving him life. Okay, Rashi. Hechi Sani. Mifnei Ha'umos. Right. You gave me life in front of the nations of the world, that they shouldn't come to a Chilul Hashem. Okay. Dorash Rav Smaloi. La'olam yisadir adam shvachot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach yishpal. Person should first prepare a shevach of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Right? Yisadir means to recite it in an orderly fashion. That's what Yisadir means. The Acher Kach Yispal, then he should be Mispal, then he should ask for what he has to ask. Menolim Mimoshe. Dechziv Voeschanin Lashem Voesahi, Uksiv Hashem Elokim, Ato Hachilos Laharos Esavdecho, Es God Lecho Vesod Chachazocha, Asher Miel Voshamayim Voros, Asher Yasek Masecho Virosecho. First he prays the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Only after that did he ask for what he had to ask. So Rashi in Avodah Zarah says that this refers to the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Later on, the Gemara is going to say that you're not allowed to ask for anything in the first three brachas because of this cloud. First you have to say Shevach, and then you have to ask. So in the first three brachas, you don't ask for anything, and then in the middle brachas, you ask. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah says, since we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a halacha min haTorah. Min haTorah, when you daven, that's the Seder HaDvarim. First you have to say Shevach, then you can ask. The Tur and the Smag say this has nothing to do with Shemoneh Esrei per se. It has to do with the fact that we say Psukei Dezimra before davening. Before you can say Shemoneh Esrei altogether, right, you have to first say Shevach Hashem, and Yisadu Shvachos is what we call Psukei Dezimra. Okay, it has nothing to do with the first three brachas. It's a separate halacha that you're not allowed to ask for things in the first three brachas for a different reason. But the Yisadu Shvacho is Psukei Dezimra. And the Bach says, that's why, since this is a halacha, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, that you must say Shevach before you say Shemoneh Esrei. So they made a bracha on the Shevach. Brach Sha'amar before, and Yishtabach after, because this is something that's chashuv to say Shevach before Tefillah. And therefore, the Bach explains, the sheet of Rav Nachman Neugon, that if you come late to Shul, right, you can't start to catch up to Shemoneh Esrei, that you can say Shemoneh Esrei, but Tzibur, you can't start with Yotzer. You have to start with Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach minimum. You can't skip that because this is halacha. La'olam yisadur adam shvacho shalakadosh baruch hu v'yachakach yisbal. So you can't skip it. The Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other hand, holds that you're allowed to skip Psukei Dezimra completely and just start from Yotzer Or Vorech Hoshech if you have to catch up to Shemoneh Esrei. And the Mechaber also holds like that because l'maisa, they hold that la'olam yisadur shvacho is not Psukei Dezimra. Psukei Dezimra is out showing shoachas, whatever. Right, it's not a nice inyan, but it's not this halacha la'olam yisadur shvacho. But yisadur shvacho, like Rashi said, the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, you can b'shas hadchak skip the whole Psukei Dezimra. The Bnei Yisoskar says the idea of first saying shevach and then being mispalel. He says if you want to ask for something and you're afraid that there'll be a kitrug, there'll be an opposition to it. So in Shomayim. So first, praise the Ribbono Shel Olam concerning that thing, and then continue on with asking what you want. So that way it takes off the kitrug. So it could be that's also the idea over here of La'olam Yisadur Shvacho. First we in general be Meshabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then we ask for things as a continuation of the Shevach. It takes away kitrugim. Another idea, the Tolas Yaakov says, that first you have to create a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right, and then through that connection, you can ask for things, and the shefa, the influence comes through that connection. Therefore, first you have to say shevach, that creates the connection, and then the shefa comes from that connection. Another idea that I was thinking is that why shevach has to come before. It's obviously not to butter up the Ribbono Shel Olam and then ask him. That's obviously not the reason. But the reason is that before you can ask for anything, you have to know what you're asking for and who you're asking from. So you have to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Shevach, the first three brachas, are to let you know who you are, who the Ribbono Shel Olam is, what your relationship with him is, and then you'll have a better idea of what to ask for and what not to ask for. So before you can ask, you have to first put your asking into perspective. That's called the Shevach. Okay, let's go on. Om Rav Elazar, Gedola Tfila Yosri Maisim Tovin. Tfila is greater than Maisim Tovin. She'ein lecha gadol b'maisim tovim yosei Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no one greater in maisim tovim than Moshe Rabbeinu. Achal pikein lo nena ela b'tzvila. Moshe Rabbeinu was answered only when he davened. She'ne'emar al tosef daver elai v'samech le'alei rosh ha'pizgah. So the Marsha explains what's going on over here. I mean, maisi, he wasn't answered. He was told no. But Moshe Rabbeinu asked for two things. He asked Ebra na ve'eres ha'oretz ha'tovim. Let me go over and see the land. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, "Al tosef daber elai b'dover hazeh." The first thing that you asked, don't continue asking for that. You're not going to go Ebrona. But the second thing you asked for, the era that alei rosh ha'pizgah, and I'll show you. So he did answer his tefillah positively, at least in half, and that was only because of his tefillah, not because of his meisim tovim. What you call Tosus points out that Gedola Tfila Yosri Meishim Tovim means that Meishim Tovim without Tfila, what's it called, is not as great as Tfila itself. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, his Meishim Tovim weren't enough, you still needed Tfila. That's the idea. Okay. Rashi, Alei Rosh HaPiskot, B'dvar Tfila Zunis Ratzesi Laharos Chosa. Through your Tfila, at least I agreed to show you it. Okay. Vom Rebbe Lozer, Gedola Tainis Yosher Min HaTzdaka. Fasting is greater than tzedakah, even though we learned before that the whole tachlis of a tainis is to give tzedakah, right? But the tainis itself, in one respect, is greater than the tzedakah. My taima, zebe gufo v'zebe mamono, right? Or it could be the same thing we said before. When you have a tainis and you give tzedakah, so the tainis and the tzedakah themselves are great things. But tzedakah by itself and tainis by itself, the tainis is greater than the tzedakah. Because what's it called? Zeb gufo, zeb mamono. One is with your body, one's with only with your money. Omer Rebbe Lozer, gedol. That's why, even though the chatchila person, what's it called? If he cast a fast, that's the chatchila. The diavad. If you can't fast, you can be pulled to the fast with tzedakah. But that's only a secondary thing. The main thing is the fast. Omer Rebbe Lozer, gedol the tefila yosem and akarbanos. Tefila is greater than karbanos. Shenemar. Lama li rov zivcheichem. Okay, that's what's it called. What do I need your korbanos for? Right? The main thing is the tefillah. And that's of support to the Rambam. The Rambam says that the ikr avoda is tefillah. And korbanos were a secondary kind of avoda. And the Chorot says, Unashalma porim svasenu, that the tefillah takes the place of korbanos. Mashma korbanos is the ikr. And tefillah is only a substitute when you don't have korbanos. But there's another way of learning that possible. And that is Unashalma Parim, the shlemus, the completion of the parim of the animals is tzvasenu, is the tefillah. The tefillah is the perfection. The korbanos is just the beginning. The way that you mashlim those korbanos, the way that you perfect them is with tefillah. So according to that pshat, tefillah is greater than korbanos. Uviparishchem uksiv, uviparishchem kapecha. Okay, but when you, what's it called, and not only that, not only I want your korbanos, but even when you spread your hands in tefillah, I'm not going to listen. Mashmah, that's even greater. Not only korbanos aren't acceptable, even your tefillah is not acceptable. Om Rav Yochanan, kol kohen shehargis hanefesh lo yisro es kapot, shenemer yodeichem domi moleo. This is a continuation of that pasuk, that's what it's doing here. A kohen who murdered somebody can't be mekayim the mitzvah anymore of nesias kapayim, because the pasuk says yodeichem domi moleim. So now on this, okay, kohen shargas and nefesh. There's Yerushalmi, however, that says that a kohen can duchen if he murdered somebody, even if he killed somebody, he can duchen. So the Or Zeruah, the name of the raviyah, says that this Gemara that says he can't is only talking where he is a famous, right, killer who's known to kill all the time. That kind of person can't do it. Because duchen is a mitzvah, it's not a schus, it's a mitzvah. So for a person to be deprived of doing a mitzvah, right, that doesn't make sense. You know, the mitzvah is an achrayis, it's not a schus. So therefore, if the person is a meforsum laharog, muad lekach, then what's it called? That's what our Gemara says. But the Yerushalmi is talking where it happened one time or whatever, or it happened to Shogeg, right? Or the person did tshuva, right? And the Yerushalmi is talking, our Gemara is talking where he didn't do tshuva, and the Yerushalmi is talking where he did do tshuva. Then I guess the Rambam, however, holds that even if it was a Shogeg, and even if he did tshuva, still lo nose kapo. And what's the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says he could be. It's only where there's a rumor that the person killed somebody, but it's not clear. It's not for sure. It's only a rumor, then you don't prevent him from being nosei kapot. But if somebody killed somebody, even b'shogeg, even if he did tshuva, he can't be nosei kapot. And the Or Sameach says that it depends on the reason why. Some say the reason is a knas, the Rabbanan. Right? It's only in the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan punish somebody who's a murderer, not to be nosei kapot. Based on this pasuk, yodecha domi moleu. It's only a knas, then it's only if it was benezit, right, or if it's meforsum or whatever, all the things that we say. But there's another reason why, and that is ein kateger nasa saneger, right? Because these hands that murder somebody, right, can't be the hands that give a bracha. Something that did something negative can't become something now that's positive. The prosecutor can't become the defense. So the hands are puzzled. If that's the case, it doesn't make a difference if it was Bishogeg or the person did tshuva. The hands, Lysa, are murderous hands. They can't be used for Birkas Kohen. The Mechaber Taka Paskins like the Rambam, that even if a person did tshuva, if he murdered somebody, even if he did tshuva, he can't be Nosei Kapok. And the Ramah says that Lamaisa, you can be Mekel and let somebody who did tshuva, even if he murdered somebody, be Nosei Kapok, Shemotinu Delos B'Tnei Hashavim. If not, you're going to close the door in the face of people who want to do tshuva. They'll say it's not worth doing tshuva. You see, even if we do tshuva, it doesn't help. So in order to encourage tshuva, you can be mekel like those shitas that hold that if the person did tshuva, he can do it. The Mordechai brings down a case where everybody would agree that even though it was a shogeg or whatever, it doesn't prevent a person from being nosei kapov. Person is a moel, and by accident he killed one of the kids by accident. Okay, then he could be nosei kapov. His intention was to do a mitzvah. So here it's not even a kateger. Okay, the Pri Chodesh says another case where everybody would agree that the Kohen could be Nosei Kapov, even though he murdered somebody, if they forced him to murder somebody. Right? He was nanas to murder somebody, even though he wasn't allowed to do it. But since it's an onus, it's not like he did it. Right? The Rambam says, even if you're an onus, so you're a Mechal Shem Shemayim, it's not considered murder because you didn't do it. Somebody forced you to do it. The Eliyahu says, even Shoge Karv La'ones would still be okay for him to be Nosei Kapov. And the Tzedek L'Derech says that this applies even if you kill a goy, right? Where it's aser to be no se kapayim, right? If you kill, even if it's a goy. However, Vadi Yosef has a shaila about soldiers that killed goyim during wars. Are they kohanim? Are they aser now to be no se kapayim? Mm-hmm. He says, no, even if you hold that, that a goy, killing a goy, right? But in a time of war, it's mutter to kill. Not only that, but it's a mitzvah to kill. Right, it's in certain instances for sure. Therefore, that doesn't pass over. Okay, let's go on. The Omer of Elazar, Yom Shechor Beis Hamikdash, Ninalu Shari Tfila, Shenemer Gam Ki Ezak Vashavei Asosam Tfilasi, V'Achopi Shari Tfila Ninalu, Shari Dima Lo Ninalu, Shenemer Shom Asfilasi Hashem, V'Shavosi Hazino El Dimosi Al Techrash. Don't be deaf to my tears. That's the thing. That's the ikr. Rashi, ubeparischem kapechem ilav digdola tefila. Even the omer lomeli rov zivchechem lomeli su parischem vafilu zivchechem lo nichalei. If karbanos would be greater than tefila, then if it's said already that I'm not going to accept your karbanos, surely I'm not going to accept your tefila. But the opposite it says, I'm not going to accept your karbanos, and even your tefila I'm not going to accept. Mashma tefila is greater. Al techerash midlok seed as dimosi tire, see my dimos, shmami no nire silafanov, the insarakli spalo, elishitiskabilafanov. Right, that the tears, even this manazer, are seen. There's no what's it called, the gates aren't closed for tears. What this means, shari tfila and shari dima, in another place Rashi says, shari dima means when you cry when you daven. Tfila bedema. So the only problem is, and there's not two gates. There's only one gate. There's a gate of prayer. It's opened when you cry, and it doesn't open when you don't cry. So why does it say shari tfila and shari dima? It should just say shari tfila are open when you cry, and they're not open if you don't cry. Here there's two shari. So I always like to explain that the idea is based on the Maral that there's two kinds of tfila. There's a tefillah that manipulates and moves all of the powers in the heavens. That's a more aggressive kind of tefillah, a more positive kind of tefillah. Then there's a tefillah where you come to the Rabban Shem and you say, Rabban Shem, I can't do it. I need your help. Right? That's tefillah that's called tefillah of the dem. Two different shorim. One's a more manipulative tefillah, and the other's more of a passive kind of tefillah. The manipulative tefillah, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, has been diminished. because the power source for that kind of tefillah was Beis HaMikdash. But the tefillah that you do passively, that you don't need a power source for, that's more that you're machnia yourself, you're mavakal yourself. That exists even today. That's called tefillah bedema. It doesn't mean necessarily you have to cry even. It just means that the kind of tefillah is the kind of tefillah that's related to crying. Okay. Rava lo gozer tanisa biyoma de'iva, mishum shenemer sakosa be'onamach me'avor tefillah. Rava never was gozer a tainis, where they had to say extra tefillahs on a cloudy day. Because the pasuk says that I separated between you and me, right, that your tefillah shouldn't be accepted with a cloud. So on a cloudy day, either it was a simen, that there were mekatregim in shamayim, the malachim, were mekatreg and stopped the tefillahs from coming, and the cloud was a simen, as the pasuk says, sakosa ba'anamlach, or no, it could be it means that what a person sees physically makes an impression on him. And when you see a cloudy day, it gives you the impression that your tefillahs can't get up there because the clouds, what's it called, separate. So people won't daven with good kavana because physically they see, it appears to them that there's something separating between them and Shamayim. So it wasn't an opportune time to make a tiny sibur because the tefillahs wouldn't be within their full amount. Okay. Rashi, sakosa, no, right. Avramar Abelazar, Miyom Shechor Beis HaMikdash, Nifsika Chomos Barzel Ben Yisrael Avim Sheva Shemayim. Since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, a wall of iron has come between us and the Rabbanu Shalom. Shenemar, V'yater Kach Lechom Machvas Barzel, V'nosata Osot Kir Barzel Ben Cho Ben Hoir. The Navi was told to symbolically take a pan of iron and make it like a wall between him and the city as a sign that there's a separation now between the Rabbanu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. And the Marsha points out that that's only for Bakoshos. There we find that the Tzvila has been diminished. When it comes to Shevach of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, like Baruch Hu, Kaddish, we have a Gemara that says, Afilu Mechitza Shel Barzel, Eino Mavdo Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ben Klal Yisrael. Right? Ben Yisrael Avim Sheva Shemayim. And that for that, we have an idea that if a person is separated from a minion, even with a mechitza, he can answer Baruch Hu, he can answer Kaddish, because no mechitza can separate between, so that seems to contradict here. But the Marsha says, that's Lagabi Shevach. Lagabi Shevach, and there's no mechitza that can separate, even today. Lagabi Bakoshes, there's the mechitza. And so the Yalkut HaGershoni says an interesting thing. Why Barzel? Why is it a Chomesh or Barzel? So he brings down a Medrash. The Medrash says, when you knock with a hammer on gold, there's a very thuddy sound, it's a dull sound. When you knock with iron on iron, with a nail, with a hammer on iron, it makes a lot of noise. Why? Because the iron and the gold are not related. But the iron and the iron are related. When yidden, right, hit each other, it makes a lot of noise in Shemayim, negative. So therefore, it's Chomos Barzel. The reason that this mechitza is separated between the Rabbanu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael is because Yidden hurt each other. When Yidden hurt each other, the Rabbanu Shel Olam doesn't want to hear our tefillahs. Okay. Right. Omer Rav Chanin, Omer Rav Chanina, Kol Hamarich, and I'll see the Rashi first. The Nosata Osa Kir Barzel, Simin LeMechitzas Barzel, Matzikas Beinol LeBeinon. That Kir was the one that separated between the Navi and Klal Yisrael. The Navi was the Rabbanu Shel Shliach. So it's as if it's separating between the Rabbanu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. Omer Rav Chanin, Omer Rav Chanina, Kol Amarech B'Tfiloso, Ein Tfiloso Choseres Reikom. If you daven a long davening, right, your tefillah doesn't go unanswered completely. It doesn't go back empty. Minolam Mimoshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar V'espal L'Hashem, Uksib Asrei V'yishma Hashem Eilai Gam V'Pamahi. And this is talking about Espal Hashem was a 40-day tefillah, the Marsha says. And he says he davened for 40 days straight. That's a pretty long tefillah. And it didn't go back empty. Eini, v'omer b'chia barab, v'omer b'yochanan, kol amarech b'tefillah, so ma'ayin ba, so ba'li de ke'ev leiv, shenemar tocheles memushocha machla leiv, right? What's it called? L'chora, marech b'tefillah is not a good thing. because it says whoever's marach b'tvila and ma'ayin ba, in the end, he's going to get a heart pain, pains in his heart. Right? My takante, and what's the takana for that? Yasod b'tor, you should learn Torah. Shenemar ve'etz chayim tava ba, right? Ve'ein etz chayim ala Torah, shenemar etz chayim ilamachzikim ba, right? So, and then I think the Marsha also says over here, why should you be osik b'tora? Because being osik b'tora is a school to have your tefillahs answered. It says, gan, what's it called? Meser ozno mishmoa Torah, gan tefillah sotoeva. Person who stops learning Torah, his tefillahs are an abomination. So, if you learn Torah, it helps to bolster your tefillahs. So, if you're looking for your tefillahs to be answered, Torah is a takana for that. So the Maisa, we see that one place it says being marach b'tfila is a positive thing, and it's going to, what's it called, guarantee that you'll be answered at least partially. And here it says that being marach b'tfila is not a good thing. Versus lokasha, ha'de marach u'ma'ayin ba, ha'de marach v'lo ma'ayin ba. Depends if you're ma'ayin or you're not ma'ayin. Just being marach b'tfila, but not being ma'ayin ba, is not a negative thing. We'll see in a second. Tosa says, Rechara, we have another Gemara that says that iyun tefila, right, is a good thing. Here it's mashma iyun tefila is a bad thing, right? Because if you're marich and ma'ayin, then it's a bad thing. And the ma'ayin is the thing that makes it bad, because being marich without being ma'ayin is good. So Tosa says there's two kinds, and then we have another one, that iyun tefila is one of the things that your makabel schar b'olam hazeh, and a keren tayemis olam haba is iyun tefila. It's mashma, it's a good thing. So Tosa says there's two kinds of iyun tefila. One is iyun tefila that you're mechaven, libo le tefila, right? You're ma'ayin in the tefila and be mechaven. There's another iyun tefila, it's not do a kavana. The iyun tefila is that you are not hoping, but you are you're looking forward to the fact that your tefila is going to be answered. In other words, you're pretty sure that your tefila is going to be answered. And then you're going to be very frustrated if it's not. The kind of iyun tefila where you're banking on your tefila to be answered, that's bad. The iyun tefila where you're mechaven, that's good. And one of the mefarshim who says it, Smak, says that even when you're banking that your tefila should be answered, it could be good too. Depends how you're banking on it. If you're banking on the fact that my tefila, right, will be answered because I davened, that's a negative thing. Right? How can you be sure? Because you davened, it's going to be answered, maybe you're not worth it. But if you're banking on the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Baal Chesed, and he'll do you a Chesed, not because you davened good, but because the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Moli Rachamim, and you're counting on his Rachamim, that's okay. Then you can bank on the Ribbono Shel Olam's mercy. But you can't bank on your tefillahs. If you're banking on your tefillah, you're going to come to a heartache. Okay, and the other kind of iyun tefila is where you, what's it called, you're mechaven in the tefila, that's for sure okay. That's for sure okay. And he says, the Tzlach says, that's why the Hasidim HaRishonim were shoeh shoeh achas achara tefila. Okay, what does it help to sit for an hour after davening? What are you accomplishing with that? We'll see later other ideas. But the Tzlach says, for an hour, they got out of their kishkes the fact that they were banking that their tefila would be answered. And they decided that even if it's not answered at all, we benefited from the tefillah itself. It took an hour to get that idea that we're not dafka looking that our tefillah should be answered in the zchus of our tefillahs. The Om Reb Chama Reb Chanina Imro Adam Shispal V'lo Nene. A person sees that he davens and he's not answered. Yazur V'Yispal. He should daven again. Shenemer Kaveh Hashem Chazak V'Yametz Libecho V'Kaveh Hashem. Right? If you daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam and you see it doesn't help, then strengthen yourself and daven again. Tana Rabbanan, Arba Tzrichim Chizuk. Four things need constant chizuk. And the Gvul Binyamin says all of them need this chizuk because there's natural things that go against them. That if you aren't mechazik them, the natural opposition to them will take effect. So you always have to overpower that opposition. The Elohim, Torah, right? Torah has a natural opposition to it. because people don't like, in order to have Torah, you have to be pas b'melech tocho, mayim b'mesura tishte, right? So people don't like to have to put all the amal and yagiyah into Torah, and therefore there's a natural opposition to Torah, so it needs chizuk. Second thing is, what's it called? Maisim tovim, right? Maisim tovim, he says, is mitzvahs, getting up to daven or whatever, and there, you know, people are lazy. So laziness is an opposition to Maisim Tovim. Tefillah. Tefillah has a, what's it called, a kitrugin. There's all kinds of kitrugin and bittle of tefillah that if you just leave it to its natural thing, it's not going to work. You need to be mechazik. And Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz also is what's it called, if a person doesn't make it in one business, so he wants to lead to another thing, so the Gemara says no. Right? There's a lot of opposition. You're not always matzliach right away. Stick with it. Don't keep changing jobs or whatever. If it doesn't work in the beginning, try again. Be mechazik yourself. The Gvul Binyamin. Torah Maishim Tovim Minayim. How do you know that Torah Maishim Tovim need what's it called, the chizuk? Shenema rach chazak ve'ematz me'od l'shmor v'la'asos k'chol ha'Torah. Chazak v'Torah v'ameitz v'maishim tovim. Tfilah menayim, shenema kavi l'Hashem chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kavi l'Hashem. Derech eretz menayim, shenema chazak v'nischazei v'ad ameinu. Okay. Rashi. U'ma'ayin bo. Mitzapa shetase bakoshoso al yidei ha'arochoso. Person feels, since I was marach b'tvila, God's going to answer me for sure. That's going to lead to heartache. Sof she'enu nases, v'nimtzis tocheles m'mushoch ha'chinam. V'hi ke'ev leiv, k'sho the mitzapa v'ein tavoso bo. When a person is looking forward to something, and he's pretty sure he's going to get it, and it doesn't come, he gets a heartache. Tocheles loshen toli utchinam. The Eitz Chaim Taiva Bo, so for Shomikro, it's the end of that pasuk, right? From Eitz Chaim Taiva Bo, what you want will come through learning. Kavei, v'ish chazek, v'lo simshoch yodcha elech chazor v'kavei. Constantly strengthen yourself. Tzrichim chizik, shi'ish chazek, odem bohen, tomid b'chol kocho. Derech eretz, im umenhu, lumnoso, im socherhu, l'schoroso, im ish milchomohu, l'milchamto. Whatever your parnosa is, whatever you do for a living, you have to constantly be mechazik. Right. Atomer tzion azavani Hashem, v'Hashem shcheichoni. Right. The Rabbanu Shem left me and he forgot me. Hainu azuv, hainu shchucha. If he already left me, of course he forgot me. Omer ish lokish, omer kines Yisrael, v'nekodesh baruch hu. Rabbanu shalolam. Odom nose isha al ishto rishona, zocher masa harishona. Right. Even if a person leaves his wife and he marries another woman, right, he still remembers the first one. Ato azavtani, you left me, v'sheichachtani, and you also forgot me. Omer lakadosh baruch hu biti, yud beis mazolos barasi barakia, and I created 12 mazolos in the heavens, v'al kol mazol mazol barasi lo shloshim chayim. For each mazol, there's 30, what's it called, 30 angels that are mishamish that mazol. Okay? The reason for 30, the Marsha says, one for each day of the month. For each of these malachim, they have each one has 30 legions that serve it. The alkol legion v'legion barasi lo shlosha rahatom, another kind of division, right? So each legion has 30 rahatons serving it. The alkol rahatom v'rahatom barasi lo shloshim karton, another kind of legion. Okay. You can figure this out. It comes out to a lot of them. They say that the nicer the number that they think now, right, of how many stars there are in the visible universe, comes out to exactly what the Gemara says here. If you figure out, or if you multiply all these 30s times 30s times 30, comes out to that number. Yalkol karton the karton barasi lo shloshim gistera. Yalkol gistera the gistera talisi bo shloshmios v'shishim v'chamisha alfei ribo kochodim. Right, and for each gistra, I made 365 alfei ribo kochavim, is 10,000 times 1,000, right, is 1,000,000, right, 365 million stars. Keneged Yemos HaChama. 365 is Keneged the days of the solar year. So we have the month, and we have the, what's it called, the Yud Beis Mazalos. The Kulon Lo Barasi Ala Bishvilcha. And I created them all for you. All these millions of things were created for Klal Yisrael, which is a riot to those shittas that hold that even the, there's a machlokas, whether angels and stars are greater than people or lesser than people. Okay? The Rambam holds that the angels and the stars are in a higher madriga than human beings. And others hold, no, that everything was created for man. It could be it's not a machlokas, not really a stira. Right? There's a question whether those things are in a higher level. Right, they're much, much higher, like a malach is higher than a human being or whatever, but it still means that the angels were created to serve man. They may be on a higher level, but their purpose is to serve man. Same thing with the stars. They may be on a much higher level than the shamas of the stars, but they're created to serve man. So here it just says they were created to serve man, not necessarily that they're not on a higher level. The atomartos atoni v'sheichatoni. How could you possibly think that I left you and forgot you if I created the entire universe for you? Hatishkach isha ula amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu klum eshkach olos elim upitrei rachamim shikrafto lefanai b'midbar. Right? Could I possibly forget olos elim, the olos you brought from elim, and the tzlach says that was what's it called in the meluim before the chet ha'ego. By the, no, but there's a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, the Shiva Shemei HaMiluim, where they brought Elim, Olos Elim. Omer the fun of Ribono Shel Olam, Hoel the Ein Shikol, if Nei Kisei Kodecha, and that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was Makrit, those 7 days. Special thing. So Klal Yisrael got the hint from this, that since the Ribono Shel mentioned these things, the first korbanos that were made, the reason he mentioned them is because, and this Slach doesn't say, but the reason Rav Asher mentioned those first ones, because firsts are always the most precious. So the first ones, that was the foundation of everything that came afterwards, those are the ones I'm mentioning. But Klal Yisrael thought, this is the Tzlach does say, that the Rav Asher mentioned it because these korbanos were brought by Moshe Rabbeinu, not Aaron. Aaron, right, Lamaisa was over the eagle. So it could be the korbanos that he made after that, the Rav Asher got interested in because of the eagle. So they got a hint that the eagle makes a problem over here. So that's where they said the next thing. So he said, Ribono Shel Olam, Hoel the Ein Shikho Lefnei Kisei Klodecha, Shema Lo Tishkach Li Maiso Egel. Maybe you won't forget the Egel. Maybe that's the reason you mentioned the Meluim, because Moshe Rabbeinu did it, and you're not interested in Aaron. Right, so you won't forget the Egel. Omar Lo Gam Eile Tishokach. I can forget Eile. That's what's it called, the Egel. Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Omar Lefana of Ribono Shel Hoel the Ein Shikho Lefnei Kisei Klodecha. Now you can forget something. You can forget the ego, Shema Tishkechli Maisa Sinai. Maybe you forget what's it called, Maimed Har Sinai. Omer Lo, Vanochi Lo Eshkocheich. V'hayinu Dom Rebbe Lazar, Omer Oshia, Maidich Siv Gam Eile Tishokhachta, Zem Maiso Ego. Eile Lo Hecha Yisrael, Vanochi Lo Eshkocheich, Zem Maisa Sinai, Anochi Hashem Lo Kecha. Rashi, Shloshim Chayil, Roshay Geisus. These are the generals, the Chaburos Chalukos. Each one's a different group. Ligyon, the Karton, the Gistra, the Kmoso, the Shrora. They're all names of different appointments of leadership. Kigon Shilton, the Hegmon, the Dukes, Upacho, different names of different kinds of leaders. So each one is a different leader of a different group. Ola kamo olos vikarbonos. Gan Eile, Maiseva Ego, Shaomru, Eile Lohecha Yisrael. Hatishkach Isha Ula, Ula really means a child. But Ula can also be Ola Korbanos. Okay, Gan Eila Maisa Ego Shamru Eila Israel Vanochi Zem Maisa Sinai Shenem Arbo Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So I say over in the name of my Yeshiva of Baruch Sarotskin, what's up shot over here? He says that bad Averas can be forgotten because they're not intrinsically, there's no Metzias to an Avera. It's Ra is a what's it called, is an apparition in this world. It's an Ola Mashiach. So, Ra can be forgotten. You do tshuva and it erases it completely. But good is a metzias. It exists forever. And it could be even a person who's toal rishonos, where he doesn't get tzchar for his mitzvahs, but he doesn't destroy the mitzvah. The mitzvah is still there. Now, you can't destroy a mitzvah. It's a maisa tov. It's something that has substance to it. So that's what it says. Gam eile tishokachna. Negative things can be forgotten. They can be erased completely, right? Through tshuva and the fact that in the next world the ra won't exist at all, they'll disappear. But good things are substantive, they're eternal. Those can never be forgotten.